Customers at local supermarkets are accustomed to buying grass-fed steaks from local ranchers. But for the past couple months, that hasn't been the case. Alex Franco, president of Maui Cattle Company and Hawaii Cattlemen's Association, explains.
It got so bad that we spoke with Whole Foods management indicating that, you know, we're just having a hard time at this. And they said, no problem. We'll basically give you guys a break for a while, and we'll inform the customers that because of drought conditions, we no longer are featuring Maui Cattle Company beef.
Franco says the drought problem is nothing new. Maui has been struggling under extremely dry conditions for the past 6 years.
If you go back in time when we had droughts, I mean, you would have one, maybe 2 years in a row, a severe drought, but you'd never have 6 years in a row. I mean, it's just unheard of. I mean, never has it been ever this dry in the history of ranching here on Maui.
The drought is forcing ranchers to reduce their herds as they struggle to grow enough grass to feed their cows. Maui Cattle Company, a partnership of local ranchers, has been particularly hard hit. Franco says they used to bring in about 2,400 heads of cattle a year. They're now down to a little more than 500.
Pretty much we've reduced production by 70%. It's a concern. I mean, if we continue under drought conditions, you know, it's going to be tough for us to keep going. We're able to, you know, maintain ourselves in the black, but it's been a tough road. And we're just hoping that over time, this drought will break. We're hoping that this is not the new norm.
But Franco says there is a silver lining. What was once a competitive market between ranchers is changing, where competition is shifting to collaboration.
And today, it's a whole different ball game. I mean, you know, we really need to collaborate with each other and help each other out. And that's what Hawaii Beef Producers has done, you know, for Maui Cattle Company. We all got to survive in this business, working with each other and trying to fulfill the local demand for beef.
Despite all this, Franco continues to stay optimistic.
You know, we're going to try hard to keep going because it's such a great business and a great market. We got great customers. And, you know, our goal is to stick it out, you know, as long as we possibly can.
For now, though, he's hoping for rain. Molly Solomon for HPR News.